the what we've seen so far, and it's simply just leaked parts of this transcript, has changed the basic facts of what we're talking about. There was no conditionality. The Ukrainians did nothing for the aid, and they got the aid.
The president's legal team resumes its case at 1 Eastern. An Air Force communications plane crashed in Afghanistan. It's not been released how many people are on board. A military official tells Fox it was fewer than five, and it's not clear if anyone survived. We're told there's no indication the plane was shot down, as is being claimed by the Taliban. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We have a mostly cloudy day in progress. I think we'll see improvement as the day goes on, and a mild day and a dry day with a high temperature up to about 60 or thereabouts. For tonight, it's going to be chilly. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Some patchy fog by late tonight and first thing in the morning on Tuesday. But Tuesday will be a great day with a high in the low to mid 60s and a good bit of sunshine, too. Risk of more showers perhaps by late Tuesday night into Wednesday. But continued mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Reaction from around the world is pouring in this morning. Retired NBA superstar Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash that killed eight others, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. The National Transportation Safety Board has launched a probe and sent a team to the crash site in Southern California. Making news across Alabama, a Birmingham police officer is in critical condition this morning after being shot while responding to a robbery call. The officer has been identified as John Finke. He was shot twice in the stomach and once under the arm, hitting vital organ areas. The two suspects in the shooting are in police custody. Montgomery's Eastdale Mall now has a new owner. Namdar Realty Group, one of the largest mall owners in the U.S., has purchased the property with plans to revitalize and grow the mall by adding more stores and food options. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s. In our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway, you can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you darn?
I'm darn all right. Need a little Zeppelin. 272-9228. You want to get in? And by the way, folks, if I ever really make you angry and you want to punish me, yes, this is Joey talking, not Jack. But if folks ever really wanted to punish me, Jack, write my name in for Congress. I would be a terrible public servant. I would do it for the sex, money, and power, baby.
Well, you're no different than the rest.
Yeah, but I'd be honest about it. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine what it's like to be a true bachelor up there? Or, God forbid, a single woman up there in Congress?
Woo!
So many...
Speaking of bachelors, weren't you going to play something from Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, I was. Lindsey. We'll get to him in a second. And Lindsey's actually a bachelor up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's got all sorts of stories from drinking late night, sipping scotch. You know,
I imagine he
Chardonnay.
Does.
Oh, I would love to talk off the record with Lindsey Graham about what his time's like up there.
Oh,
but if y'all
God.
Ever want to punish me, just send me up to D.C. I don't think I would. I'd have a good old time, but I wouldn't serve the people well. I'd do better just... talking about the news and what's going on in the world. 272-9228. Let's go to James. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, Joey. I think I recognize the caller's voice, last call. He may have gone by Dillard, but I think that's the famous Roger Schultz that used to play for the University of Alabama, the lineman. You might have seen him on The Biggest Loser. But anyway, I thought I would let you know who that was because, you know, if you go to that motel and have that crack and marijuana with a goat, you need to look for Roger and not Dillard. So that's who that actually is, I think, that called you. And but he's a pretty good prankster, and he's very comical. And
I appreciated that call from Dale. That was funny.
That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all.
Thank you, James. Thank you, sir. No, and I really am at the end of the day, folks. It's not even a government thing. It's like you want to live your own life as long as you're not hurting somebody else, abusing somebody else, these sorts of things. Go ahead and live your life. Now, if you ask me about your personal choices, I might tell you, yeah, you shouldn't do that. I don't like that. I don't want to hang out with you because you do those things. But speaking of, like, government policy and when law should come into effect, it takes a lot for me to say we should have a law against XYZ. You know, a law against murder. That's a pretty good law. Law against theft and assault and rape and pillaging, all these things. Yeah, we should have laws against those things. Though I worry that the more we try to crack down on corruption in this state or in D.C., it just seems like we're not even getting... Every step forward, we take two steps back. Like, I remember back when I first got started here in radio, it was all the talk of the Ethics Commission here in this state. Have we cleaned up the state? Have we sweeped it clean, Jack?
Are you kidding? God, are you kidding me?
Oh, yes.
It's God, just, that Ethics Commission is the biggest joke. It is
such a mess, man.
Oh, it's awful.
Such a mess. So let's see if this clip will work. This is Lindsey Graham, on Sunday, yesterday, with Maria Bartiromo.
Chairman, Lindsey Graham joins me in this exclusive interview.
Oh, there's
Senator,
Lindsey.
It's good to see you this morning. Thank you so much for being here.
It's good to have a day off. Thank you.
I bet. Okay. What have you heard from the House prosecutors and from the president's defense team? Tell us how it played out from your standpoint.
Well, I said early on that I thought the first day the House managers were articulate, they were prepared, they created a compelling narrative, a tapestry regarding process and substance, and I asked then publicly, will it withstand scrutiny? When it came to removing the president, their arguments became very political, very shrill. And while Adam Schiff did a good job of presenting the facts and at times the law, when it came to removing the president, he's got to go right now. It was more of an audition for a future Senate run than it was compelling. But what happened yesterday? In 2 hours, the Senate, the president's defense team destroyed the narrative created in 21 hours regarding process and substance.
Let's talk about...
And so I want to pause it there because I see a clip here. This is some of what happened Saturday. This is Patrick Philbin, deputy counsel to the president. And he kind of went after Adam, not kind of, went after Adam Schiff's credibility about the whistleblower and everything. Let's listen into this a little bit. This happened Saturday morning. It was the beginning of the president's defense in this impeachment trial.
Now... as slight shift in gears, I want to touch on one last point before I...
And before this guy keeps going on, he's not some great orator. He's not going to light your hair on fire with some rattling speech, but he very dispassionately lays a lot of this stuff out.
I yield to one of my colleagues. Uh-huh. And that relates to the whistleblower. The whistleblower who we haven't heard that much about. Who started all of this? The whistleblower, we know from the letter that the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community sent that he thought that the whistleblower had political bias.
Ah!
We don't know exactly what the political bias was because the Inspector General testified in the House committees in an executive session. And that transcript is still secret. It wasn't transmitted up to the House Judiciary Committee. We haven't seen it. We don't know what's in it. We don't know what he was asked and what he revealed about the whistleblower. Now, you would think that before going forward with an impeachment proceeding against the President of the United States, that you would want to find out something about the complainant that had started all of it. Because motivations, bias, reasons for wanting to bring this complaint could be relevant. But there wasn't any inquiry into that. Recent reports, public reports, suggest that potentially the whistleblower was an intelligence community staffer who worked with then Vice President Biden on Ukraine matters.
Yep.
Which, if true, would suggest an even greater reason for wanting to know about potential bias or motive.
Now, I love that the defense team went this direction, Jack, because they also later, I'm not going to play the whole 7 minutes that this clip is, they presented Schiff doing his quote-unquote parody of the president's phone call. Thing is, I don't think it was meant to be a parody.
No, it wasn't.
It was meant to match perfectly with the whistleblower complaint and the whistleblower's characterization of the call. That's why, again, Trump releasing this transcript straight up, which is what the defense team relied on Saturday. Let's actually read the transcript. It talks about burden sharing. It talks about all sorts of things. Zelensky's the one who brings up the meeting. Trump agrees to a meeting. They were going to meet in Poland. Then it became hurricane season. So Trump said, hey, Mike Pence, you go. I'll stay here and deal with the hurricane stuff. Like, they kind of laid out, just based on the transcript, that this worked out pretty well. This is no wrongdoing on that call. And so to go after Schiff and go after the whistleblower and the credibility, not to mention Schiff over the years saying, I have more than circumstantial evidence that Trump colluded with the Russians, is absurd.
Oh, I know.
Absurd.
And if he'd lie then, he'd lie again. And that's what he's doing.
As Jay Sekulow said Saturday, Adam Schiff asked us, based on his father's advice, to walk in somebody else's shoes. Why not walk in the president's shoes? And that's when Sekulow went into, before this guy even took office and was sworn in, there are FBI investigations up his backside. There are all sorts of leaks coming out of the White House. An incredibly thoroughgoing investigation by Robert Mueller. All this stuff is going on. His attorney general has to recuse himself. His national security advisor has to be let go. Like, they're bleeding quick as soon as Trump comes in. So no wonder Trump doesn't trust a lot of folks around him. And to this day, I'm sure Trump has to feel that way. Now, I'm the first to admit, there have been a lot of self-inflicted wounds by this administration, by the president
himself. No question about it.
He could button up a little bit more. But part of, I think, why the president was elected and part of his charm is that he's not perfectly buttoned up. Is that he does shoot from the hip at times. It gives a weird sort of transparency to the man. So we'll see where this goes, and the argument will continue on the Senate floor starting at noon, our time, here in about 40 minutes. But the more I look at this, despite the leaks over the weekend and the so-called bombshells that ended up, in my opinion, being duds, I think the president, this will all end like we all assumed. The president will be acquitted. We'll move on to the State of the Union right after the Iowa caucuses. Then New Hampshire will come up for the Democrats. And right now, it looks like it's Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg sort of gaining ground, waiting in the wings. But Elizabeth Warren, these last desperate efforts of calling Bernie Sanders a sexist and all this stuff.
Yeah, that hadn't helped her.
No. No, talk about a credibility problem. Elizabeth Warren has a massive credibility problem. You know, Bernie's been an honest commie all of his life. And I'm saying commie because, come on, it was like straight up talking about the Soviet Union. Now he's a democratic socialist. I'm not that radical. I want democracy to take part in all of this. But I don't know if Bernie's actually going to end up. He probably would not do well in a general election, putting it mildly. So, and Buttigieg, he did a Fox News town hall, I think, yesterday. It was just so bad. I've gotten where I really can't
stomach him.
Not just him, but Chris Wallace.
Oh, I can't stand him. He's horrible.
Like, I didn't like his dad. I've watched some old Mike Wallace interviews with, like, Ayn Rand and Aldous Huxley and all that. And I just, you know, it's one thing for reporters to ask tough questions. But sometimes the tough question asking comes across as more like shallow gotcha questioning.
And 60 Minutes has always been that way.
Yeah.
That's nothing new.
So we'll see where this goes, folks. But like most Americans, and I imagine you're out there thinking, is this still going on? Well, yeah. We'll probably go on for another week or two. 272-9228, 272-9228. Trump campaign signals attack on Sanders socialism as general election strategy. Well, no crap, Sherlock. That's where I would attack, too. And it's not like Trump has been a great libertarian champion by any means, but I sure don't like socialism. Even if it is a bleeding heart socialism based in
Democratic
means.
Look at the three front runners, three old white men. Sanders, Biden, and Bloomberg.
And don't you love the sprinkling of identity politics all this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That was one critique of the president's defense team. It's all a bunch of white guys. Did y'all forget about Pam Bondi? She's a woman as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Pretty. Yeah. 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown here in Montgomery, Alabama, serving Montgomery and the River region as a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center. They do it all over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They've been taking care of my vehicle. You know, and sometimes my vehicle, because it is a American-made, Spartanburg, South Carolina, American-made BMW, mind you. But it is a BMW, so it can be funky with certain parts they need. But I called early, made an appointment to do a standard oil change, so they got the special air filter they needed, everything on board when I showed up that afternoon after making the appointment. It was quick, easy, painless, very courteous, personable staff over there. Kiko, I believe, is the guy running the front desk. He did a great job. Good family man over there. And again, folks, they do it all. Now, a lot of folks are thinking Jenkins because all their technicians are top-notch, ASE certified. They also have a service vehicle. If you need an outdoor vehicle service, a service truck will come to you on location. That way you don't have to lug that four-wheeler or side-by-side or tractor into town. They'll visit you on location. So whether you're looking for big jobs like air conditioning repair or transmission repair, or the simple things that are important, though, like air filter replacements, oil change, windshield wiper blades being replaced, they do it all over there at Jenkins. Call them today. Make an appointment, 265-0792. 265-0792, or make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Again, that's 38 East Jefferson Street here in Montgomery, Alabama, just about 2-3 blocks from the Alley station. You'll be thinking Jenkins. I'm already thinking Jenkins, but you'll be thinking Jenkins certainly when you stop by there. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Why not? Let's take a call before we hit a break.
Sure.
Let's do it. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning.
Morning. Who's this?
I am, my name's David.
Hey, David.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Where's the whistleblower?
Where's Eric Charmella? Probably under high security right now.
Has anybody seen this man?
Not in public recently. There are photos of Eric Charmella out there, though.
And they're just saying that he blew the whistle.
Yeah, and right. They probably said, you're the perfect guy to be our whistleblower. I think they probably handpicked him to do it. And they've protected him ever since.
He's the one suspected of doing the leaks of the calls between Flynn and Ambassador Kislyak back in 2017, as well as the White House meeting with the Russians.
Okay. Well, I just wondered because, I mean, if you can't see it, don't believe it.
That's a good point.
That's all you want to bring the whistleblower to the trial. I mean, he's the person with the key testimony, isn't he?
Right. Oh, absolutely. He's the one who started
when
this
they
whole
bring
thing.
Him over there, everybody's going to say, who the hell is this guy? We've never seen him before. That's the risk they run.
Oh, you remember that whole thing they did as we got closer to finding out, and we do know the guy's name, Eric Charmella. Like, oh, if the New York Times or Fox News says his name, he'll end up dead. Like what? Like Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah. What are y'all going to do to him?
Yeah, he'll wind up gone. But I just wondered because I was going to, you know, say there's just not one. They made it up and they're running with it. That's all. But if he's a real person, then
he's a real person, but we don't know what he really heard and what he didn't hear.
Wait, did you say your name's Doubting Thomas? Or yeah, just messing with you.
Oh, me. But anyway, I'm enjoying y'all's show. I'll get off here and listen.
Appreciate it, David.
Thank you, David. We appreciate the call.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Morning, gents. Red Top.
Hey, Red Top. You almost, is Jack, are you bleeding from the ears?
Yes, yes.
I had to turn you down there a little bit. Your receptor is pretty loud there.
Wow, isn't that a luxury? Usually I'm breaking up out in the country. Is that a little better, gentlemen?
Yes. Why are you gracing us with your voice this morning?
Well, one thing I've heard, this is for you, Jack. You seem to have all kinds of little catchy phrases, especially Southern-sounding ones. You ought to put together a little book of them. And the one that really got me was, get off the cross, we need wood. And you have a bunch of these. Every now and then, every couple of days, you'll dart a few of these in that I've never heard before, and they're just so damn funny. You ought to put it almost reminds me of a Louis Grizzard type.
Well,
stuff.
I think I learned most of them from my father.
Well, he had some good comical phrases. You ought to make a collection of them sometime. I know you got plenty to do without doing
well,
that.
Well, I've often thought of that because he was a very funny guy.
Yes. Pass some of them on, you know. They're regional in a way. They sound kind of Southern, even though I know they're not exclusively, but they really are. it's a special color it adds to things. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
On another subject, I think they're going to get rid of Bernie and what's his name? Biden. I think they're going to lean towards Buttigieg for a nominee, and I'll tell
really?
You why.
Yeah.
Because he's an outsider, just like Obama was. He will appeal to the LGBTQ community, and seems to have more of a little bit temperate manner than the rest of them. And he's doing surprisingly good when he really doesn't deserve to. I just get the feeling.
I don't think the Democrat hierarchy will dare to let a gay man get the nomination.
Well, I don't think they're going to dare to let Bernie get it either.
No, I don't think they'll let Bernie get it. I think they want Biden because the old white establishment in the Democrat Party is still running the show.
We don't want any socialists. We don't want any gay men. Just give us an old, almost senile.
Okay. But at this point, I feel they have no choice but to give everybody a gay man because everybody else is so bad. I think Biden's going to go down in, after what I heard Lindsey Graham say Friday about he's going to open a committee and investigate the Bidens regardless of what happens here. I think Biden's got some serious problems cooking his butt in the fire for a while.
Well, I hope so, because he is not an honorable man.
Oh, gosh, no. And he's never done anything. Name me one piece of legislation this man has sponsored or passed that made a damn difference. I can't think of one.
I can't either. He was
Biden, the only one I can think of is he was one of the big proponents of the Federal Violence Against Women Act. That was a big project of him.
Well, he's probably one
well,
of
them. Well, no, in the 90s, he wanted to outlaw raves. So if you've ever, like, you know, go dancing in the moonlight and the strobe lights, Biden wanted to shut that down.
To outlaw what?
Raves.
R-A-V-E-S.
Oh, rave parties.
Yeah, he had this big thing in the 90s where he was trying to get on top of that.
Literally.
God. Man. Rave parties were just fun as hell.
Oh, yeah.
God, I'd be out at 1 at damn 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you're one of those libertarians hanging out with your goat there, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, hell, that's like I told you guys before, RuPaul was all over Atlanta. I saw him all over the place, and there were all those rave parties and all that. It was crazy. It was a lot of fun. I'm all for people partying all night long, you know. But I'm a musician, so I would be.
Right, right.
Well, guys, Jack, you think about that little book, and I'll be listening. Take care, fellas.
Okay, and I got one for you, Red Top.
What's that?
Well, I better not say it. I've said it before, but I don't know if I should say it again.
Oh,
is
come
there
on.
A bad word in it?
No, just, you know, one of the things I had a friend one time say is, I couldn't get laid in a woman's prison with a fistful of pardons.
That's a good one, too. All right, make your list and send it out to us, Jack. Y'all take care, fellas.
On that note, we're going to hit a break. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this. 272-9228.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage outreach to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today. 799-1284.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Jack and I off air just sharing some more of these ridiculous so-called Southern sayings.
Some of them too spicy for radio.
Luckier than a dog with two. Oh,
yeah, yeah, that too. Yeah. Couldn't pour you know what out of a boot.
With the instructions on the heel.
On the heel, damn right.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in. Let's go to the phones immediately and talk to Jeannie. Jeannie, thank you for holding.
One of your previous callers was speaking about
the whistleblower?
Yes. How can anybody actually truthfully know that there is such a person? The Democrats have been so secretive and have told so many lies. How can you believe that? To me personally, I believe it's just a makeup thing that they dug deep for everything they could find to use against Trump. And I just, if there is such a person, why is it so secretive?
Well, it's,
and how can anybody actually know that there really is that person?
Well, I think they found some low-level White House person that was close enough to the president that maybe he could have heard something. And so they picked this guy, and they made up, you know, they had him say, oh, yeah, I heard the call, and it was clear that it was a quid pro quo. Well, and I don't think this story has any credibility whatsoever.
And, Jeannie, it's kind of an open secret out there that it's a guy named Eric Charamella who used to work with Biden on the National Security Council, in particular on Ukraine. This guy also is good friends with the former CIA director, John Brennan. So people know who he is, and he would have had access to the stuff And he apparently has had it out for the president for years now. There's a lot of, who knows? Sitting from our humble perch down here in Alabama, you're right about how can we really know? We can't. And that's generally a problem that I'm like you, Jeannie. Half the stuff these folks say, I'm like, how do I even know it's true or not?
Well, look what they did to Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Well, I'm so disappointed and so sickened by all that these Democrats are trying to do to our country. It's just going to destroy our country.
It's just a slap in the face of good, honest people. And there are some that work in government, but this is terrible. And it's a threat to our political system in America right now.
It's a threat to even our safety, because when all of these things are going on and we are totally distracted by the lies and all that they have put forth, you know, what's to say? Because I heard when I was a child that Russia could come in and take us over without firing a shot. And, you know, some country could do that when we are so divided and so distracted by such uncalled, untruthful things that have been projected to the people in this country. And sadly, so many of them buy it and believe it.
True.
Yeah, the best way to fight Russian propaganda isn't controlling social media. It's that for Americans, start telling the truth more. Stop feeding us a line of BS.
Well, I don't mean saying what I heard at that time. That could have been a possibility. I don't know that it would be Russia, but it could be any other country.
No, us being as divided as we are. Yeah. I think, you know, for all the talk of identity politics, Jeannie, I think the biggest form of bigotry in the country is partisanship. Is that, I mean, it used to be Democrats, Republicans could get along, and now it's contempt before you get to know somebody. It's a shame.
Yeah, there's just so much, they're so hate-filled that they don't care what the truth is. They only know one thing, and that's their hatred toward Trump, and he's done more than so many presidents in the past have ever done for our country. But they never give him any credit for any good he's done. Everything he does is wrong. But everybody can benefit from it. But yet, he's wrong.
That's the line. But, Jeannie, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
272-9228. Adam Schiff just spoke moments ago, surrounded by the House managers, saying they need to hear from John Bolton. Now give us the mustachioed man.
This is so contrived.
It really is.
That son of a bitch puts a book out right here in the middle of the trial. He happens to give it to the National Security Council, which he knows is going to leak it.
Yep.
I mean, he ought to be shot, that jackass. I can't believe. And if people don't see through this, it's crazy. Absolutely nuts.
272-9228. I feel you, Jack. I feel you.
God, I'm so mad.
Oh, I can tell. It pisses me off, too. It's also the same playbook we've seen for years now, and it doesn't serve the country well. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. You can find him on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses. His number, 322-0662, 322-0662, number for Eddie Bader. You've heard him on these airwaves, and actually, Jack, the reviews are in for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. And, you know, I can't say I'm surprised by what some folks are saying here. Denise writes in, quote, "Wonderful realtor, nice person, goes out of his way to help everyone." And, folks, that's the truth. Eddie's helped me. He's helped so many folks I know. And folks like Denise have been telling me that this guy, he's not just a top-notch real estate agent. He's a great down-to-earth guy. So when you're buying a home, your budget shouldn't dictate the level of service you receive. Eddie Bader, goes above and beyond to help every client. Every client. If you're ready to list your home, Eddie Bader is your man. And if you're ready to hit the spring market running, you got to take the steps now to get your home ready to show. He can guide you through. Eddie Bader can guide you through those steps of a spruce here, a little spruce there, or if you're in need of a big old sprucing up, Eddie's got you covered. He's got a team of folks on standby ready to help you. So what are you waiting for, folks? Call Eddie Bader today. You'll be just like Denise writing in and saying, this guy's amazing. He helped me out. You can call him tonight, tomorrow. Call him anytime. 322-0662, 322-0662. And again, follow Eddie on Facebook to see all the latest listings and what's going on. Thank you again to Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group being a sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles. A caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a mostly cloudy day in progress. I think we'll see improvement as the day goes on, and a mild day and a dry day with a high temperature up to about 60 or thereabouts. For tonight, it's going to be chilly. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Some patchy fog by late tonight and first thing in the morning on Tuesday. But Tuesday will be a great day with a high in the low to mid 60s and a good bit of sunshine, too. Risk of more showers perhaps by late Tuesday night into Wednesday, but continued mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's not just about sex.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, my co-host Jack Campbell, lip-syncing here to the Fifth Dimension.
You know, I heard them in concert back in 1973.
Yeah. I like this stuff, Jack. I like this whole vibe.
I went to Auburn to hear them, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it's a great place to see a concert. Really is.
Yeah.
This is a sleepier town back then, I'm sure.
It was.
Man, Auburn's changed like crazy since I'm only 10 years removed from there, I think. Yeah, that's about right. And very close, more 9 years. And it is just in the time I've been gone.
I don't even recognize Tuscaloosa anymore.
It's crazy. It really is. And I'd go up to T-Town, have fun. I had friends that were up there living right off the strip. And I had a blast up in Tuscaloosa, too. But, man, they just keep growing. And they got rid of the height limitations on buildings over there in Auburn. So they're building up some high-rises. Big deal.
I think the craziest day I ever had in Tuscaloosa, it snowed about 2 inches.
Yeah.
And there were wrecks all over the place, and the quad was just wild. People throwing snowballs and carrying coolers. We were all drinking. It was crazy. And I'll never forget. I can say his name now. He may be dead. His name is Billy Wingo.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fraternity brother of mine, even though he was in and out of school, you know, flunking in and out. He stole a police car.
Oh, Lord.
A university police car. And we were like, oh, my God.
What did you do?
Wingo was dangerous enough when he was sober. But, oh, my God. And he ran and parked it behind the president's mansion in Tuscaloosa. And he got out. He left it running. Oh, my God. I'll never forget that.
Wow.
As long as I live. It was crazy.
Oh, the snow does that to people down here.
Man.
But I had a few of those days in Auburn when it snowed over.
Oh, it's just nuts.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Stacy. Hey, Stacy.
Hey. I was just wondering. I just started listening a few minutes ago, but did you guys address this big bombshell?
Yeah.
From
Bolton.
Yeah. What is that? What is that about? I mean, is it really new information?
No.
Is it
just
the same
old crap? It's John Bolton's opinion versus Trump's. He's the one that said he thought it was all right, so he gets fired, and he kind of stays quiet for a while, and the Democrats failed to subpoena him to come to the House impeachment hearings. So they have their hearings, they impeach the president, and then they know that John Bolton has written a book, a tell-all.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start jumping up and down, screaming, saying the Senate needs to subpoena John Bolton to come testify. And the Republicans are saying, why the hell didn't you guys do it? You were subpoenaing people all over the place.
But apparently Bolton submitted a manuscript for his book to the National Security Council in December for it to be reviewed for any classified information. And somehow, some way, that was leaked to the New York Times.
And in that book, it was John Bolton who said he definitely thought the president's phone call with Zelensky from Ukraine was a quid pro quo deal. And that we're not going to give them this money unless they open up an investigation on the Bidens. That's John Bolton's opinion.
I don't understand how any of this is relevant when they actually have the transcript. I mean,
I know, right. Totally. Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know.
Well, and also, I think that the aid being withheld was leveraged, but not against the Ukrainians. It was against the likes of John Bolton and all sorts of other folks. Like, I think it was the president's tool to get his team to move and to do things he wanted.
Do you have that clip of Biden saying...
Of course I've got it.
I had a son of a bitch fired or whatever.
Right, here it is.
All right, listen to this.
Commitment from Poroshenko, they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
And now they're saying that guy was solid at the time.
Stacey, you need to know that the prosecutor that Joe Biden wanted fired was investigating his son's company, Burisma.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I don't understand. Like, I feel like I live in an alternative universe from the fake news media and the left. I mean, I have...
That's the same thing. This fake news media is the left.
Right. I have so many crazy liberal friends, like, that I'm not really friends with anymore, but that they live in this, like... It's like everything Trump, they just hate. I mean, they can't, you know, and they think Obama was this savior. And it's like, I really feel like it's two universes, two parallel universes.
It is. It really is. I mean, you're talking about information silos. Like, they barely ever touch one another. And it worries me. It really does.
It worries me, too, because, I mean, I have to legitimately sit down with my kids now. And explain, like, here's an example. We took him to Hamilton, right, in New York, on Broadway. And when we left, it was a great play. When we left, I said, here are all the left-wing propagandas that were in this play. I want you to understand and see it.
Right.
You know, I mean, because it's thrown at us so subtly in all sorts of different formats. And, I mean, you constantly have to be educating your kids. Like, just be open-minded in the fact that you're getting fed, you know, an agenda here. And, you know, the crazy thing is I went to college in the early 90s, and it was going on in college then, but it wasn't going on in elementary school like it is in place now, where we have, you know, transgender drag queens having, you know, library hours and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just... it worries me because I feel like the youth of today, they just get fed this stuff, and I feel like their eyes aren't open a lot. But anyway, thanks for addressing that. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Great call. Call again, Stacey. Thank you.
Thanks.
272-9228. Got to hit our last break of the program here. Y'all get your shots in before we leave, before the Dan Moore Show starts, and before the impeachment trial continues. The defense of the president continues this week. Jack Campbell's lip-syncing again. Fifth Dimension. I like it when Jack lip-syncs. He's got the same move every time. He spreads his arms wide and sings to the sun. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago. But his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to the final moments here of News and Views from 9 to noon. Just getting done with a Monday show. Monday shows are always a little groggy.
You know, we used to never have Monday callers.
I know.
And now we had a bank full today. It's great. We love it.
All these new callers, too.
Thank y'all for calling.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Joey, Jack. Appreciate
y'all being
in.
How you, Bill?
Hanging out like a loose tooth.
Oh, there you go.
Listen, buddies, I want to talk to you about two different things. Number one, the walrus is a warmonger.
He is. He definitely is.
That's all he wanted to do was get in a fight with somebody and got mad when he couldn't. Number two, we keep seeing all these friends of the Clintons dying. I think we're up to 60 now.
Have you counted?
I've lost count. But, you know, it's amazing that... they're always, both husband, wife, whatever, they all have some type of weird dying system. And it just seems like before long, somebody might want to look into what's going on.
Yeah. Well, no, don't look into it too much. You'll end up dead yourself.
Well, that was what I was going to ask, you know. Jeffrey Epstein did not hang himself.
No, he didn't.
I'm not sure.
I appreciate you guys.
I'm not sure Vince Foster killed himself, or Seth Rich, or
no.
Ron Brown, the former Commerce Secretary, flew into a mountain.
Yeah. You know, they're all weird accidents. It's not
right.
Normal accidents.
Yeah, what happened to, like, Sonny and Cher, like, skiing into a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody run him over there in is what they did. I appreciate you guys. Y'all really, I enjoy listening to y'all constantly.
Thanks, Bill.
Y'all just keep up the great work.
Yes, sir. Thank you. 272-9228. But I shouldn't even give out the number unless you want to call the damn Moore Show, because we're done for today. Mondays? Yeah, they're usually groggy. I thought it was going to be even worse having a cold today, but this show's been pretty darn good.
Well, I think that third shot of bourbon probably helped.
I wish. That'd be a real fun show. I don't know how the big boss of the FCC would think of that, but that would be fun. Thank y'all for listening. Tomorrow we'll be covering anything local that breaks, but of course be following this impeachment trial.
And Senate candidate Bradley Byrne will be on tomorrow morning.
Yes, he'll be here 10:30 to 11:30. Y'all get ready. Remember that number, 272-9228, if you want to ask Senate candidate Congressman Bradley Byrne any questions. Talk to y'all tomorrow, bright and early, 9 a.m.
Adios.